Hey, good evening, everybody. You're listening to Real Talk on the Q. Just wanted to let y'all know we've got some good things going on here. Came in, was checking on everybody. Everything's real good. Everybody's doing their job. Everybody's working hard. Apparently, the hot item today was the nacho cheese. We've been getting customers get it by 2 to 3 cups. So come on and get some nacho cheese with some fries or some nachos or some chicken strips, $5.99 all day, all month. Want to come on here and give y'all the new hours of operation. They are Monday through Sunday. Lobby is from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drive-through Sunday through Thursday is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. So we're open tonight till 11. The employees are here with smiles. I mean, it's been a pretty rough week, but you know what? Tomorrow's the last day of the week. Monday's a clean slate, and I'm ready to go again. I mean, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, all you can do is apologize for whether you did something or not, and move on. And I am officially saying I'm sorry if I offended anybody. Those are not the intentions of this podcast. I cannot control the opinions of the employees. And every time this is on, they are off the clock or on break, as well as myself. There's nothing I can do about their opinions. I wouldn't want somebody to judge my opinion. I'm not going to judge theirs. It is what it is. But on my part, if I offended anybody, which I don't think I should have, but apparently I have, I'm sorry. That's all I can say, and I can move on. As for that, good things happening here. It was actually pretty busy today, apparently. I was off, so the crew was telling me that they were pretty busy, so I'm glad about that. I'm glad about the supporters of the key of Dairy Queen. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are loyal to us, and we love that. I mean, everybody has their days. Sometimes people are rude. Sometimes people are amazingly nice. I try to teach these kids to be nice all the time. Sometimes the rudeness gets the best of them, and I understand that. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I'm not going to judge them for how they feel. I'm really not. I know how it feels to be judged, and I don't like it. I don't think anybody else would be like to be judged, so that's why I don't do it to them. I mean, people have their opinion of me. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can, plain and simple. I mean, like I say, I started this to just give the kids voice their opinion on their days. If they're going through something that they want people to know, anything, that's what this is about. And everybody that talks on here obviously knows they're on this podcast. So, I mean, it is what it is. Once again, and for the final time, I'm sorry if I offended anybody. That's all I can say. But on the other hand, I believe Oslo is his name. I will probably be in touch with you tomorrow, see if we can get something going on deploythemoose.com. Y'all haven't listened to that podcast, go ahead and go online, deploythemoose.com. I heard a couple of his shows are pretty good. He's got a couple of people on there, or a few people that talk with him. It's pretty good. Go on there and listen. I mean, that's what they're here for. That's what Park Kids are here for, is to listen. And other than that, we still got the Drumstick Blizzard going strong. We've got the Taco Tuesday. We got Banana Split Wednesday. And we have the 4-piece chicken basket for $5.99. I mean, you can't beat that. And just bear with us. I'm going to start trying something new to pick up the speed of service this week. Like I said, bear with us. I know that we're slow. I know lately the food has not been coming out the best. And you know what? I'll take complete blame for that. I will take 100% blame for that. Even though I don't make that food very often, I'll take the blame for it. Why? Because I'm the boss and that's my job. If something goes wrong, it's not anybody's fault but mine. And my co-host, Mrs. Three, we're going by different names now, so it is what it is not in the house tonight. She worked this morning. She wasn't feeling too good, so she went home early. I hope you're feeling good, Mrs. Three. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow with a smile on your face. But no, everything's pretty good. It was a pretty good day today. Work apparently was good. The rudeness has almost diminished. It's almost all gone. I mean, I know people are getting upset, one, because of the mask ordinance. I understand that. Like I tell everybody, the mask just needs to be on from the time you walk in the door to the time you get your food. After that, you can take it off, you can eat, put it back on, throw your trash, and then you can go wherever you want. But another thing that people are getting mad about is the chain shortage. I have no control of that. I got that from my bosses. I put it up at the speaker box and I put it up at the drive-through window. Just so y'all know ahead of time that when you order, you either have to have exact change or credit or debit. I haven't even heard about a coin shortage, so I don't know what the deal is with that or anything, but I mean, I'm just doing what I'm told, plain and simple. I mean, I'm sorry if y'all get upset about it. Like I said, I didn't make that rule up. I just got the signs and put them up.
Talking about the drive-through times?
Yes.
Are you talking about the lady that just flipped us off?
Yes, Miss Wednesday just entered the room.
Jelly.
And she is off the clock, so just to let y'all know that none of this is going on company time. So, other than that, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, this is one final time that I'm going to say I'm sorry for offending anybody. It's not the intention of this podcast. The intention is, as you see the intro, one of the very first episode, is to learn about the everyday lives that go on here. That's all it is. I mean, nothing else. The people that talk on here have their own opinion. I'm not going to judge them for their opinion. And I'm also not going to get mad at them for their opinion. It is what it is. Everybody has their opinion. And that's fine. I have my opinions. Miss Wednesday has her opinions. Miss Three has her opinions. I mean, everybody has opinions. Some are bad. Some are wrong. Some are just ugly. But some are nice. It's just the way the society is these days. I mean, plain and simple. I don't know what to say anymore, honestly. I really don't. But the fact of the matter is, come by and get your deals at DQ. I mean, like I said, I'll be working with some new stuff next week to make the speed of service faster. I know the food hasn't come out the best. Like I said, I'm taking the blame for all that. If anybody else wants to trash me about the food, go ahead. I mean, it is what it is. And you have every right to trash me because that's your opinion. I'm not gonna say anything back because, you know what? If it was me on the other side, I'd probably be the same way if my food was not very good. All I can tell you is if you do have an issue with your food or your ice cream or anything at all with this place, I'm always open for you to come and talk to me. I'm always here almost. I'm here right now just checking up. I mean, me and Miss Wednesday, we practically live here at times.
Literally.
I mean, that's how much we do care about our employees and this place. But as far as that, I really don't have much to say anymore. Hopefully, we'll be back with another episode of Real Talk with the Q tomorrow. Maybe Miss Three will be in. Maybe she won't. Who knows? I mean, it is what it is. But Miss Three, once you listen to this, I really hope that you're feeling better. Other than that, y'all stay safe, 6 feet apart, and wear your masks.